Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're live at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 7:30. Want to tell everybody tomorrow, Bobby J, myself, along with Steve Geller, will be at the Rouse's Markets. Out in home on Martin Luther King Boulevard. Come on by and visit us. We'll be there from 4 to 7 tomorrow afternoon. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, works for the Believe Network and covering the LA Rams, Aaron Coscarelli. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Aaron, I think what you saw last night is what we saw in the third game of the season. The Eagles got some players up front. They beat you up in the trenches. And did they take it to the Rams last night?
Oh, my gosh. You know, when they told me I was going to join your show, I felt like it might have been too soon. I'm not sure I'm able to recover from what we saw last night. The performance by the Rams. And, you know, I think we came off a game against the Patriots where Stafford was not touched. He was totally clean in the pocket. And we thought we had the right offensive line combination. That had been a big storyline for the Rams heading into the season with a rookie under center and, you know, trying to figure out the right combination. And boy, did the Eagles have our number. Sacked 5 times. Stafford just never seemed to have any time. Our running back fumbled. I mean, you know, it was an embarrassment. And I think Sean McVay is going to go back to the drawing board because, you know, you can't, every game so far is so important for the Rams. They're still in playoff contention, but yeah, last night, it was not good.
Aaron, all I know is, those dudes on that defensive line for the Eagles, I'd much rather clothe them than feed them. Because every one of those guys, they tipping that scale and is above 300. Bobby?
Yeah, and Aaron, you know, what have you done for me lately? And I look, you know, Los Angeles community. My daughter lives out there in Playa Vista by Loyola Marymount. And it's like, I don't know, Dad, if they'll be on the bandwagon, obviously. I look at the Lakers and the Dodgers. But the Rams and the Chargers have to earn the community's trust. We always would say USC was like the professional team before the Chargers moved from San Diego, and obviously the Rams came back home. But are they more optimistic maybe right now where Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers are than the Rams? When you look at now, we can see what's going to occur tonight. But what is the mindset in the L.A. community? Because you have two NFL teams. Are they feeling any love or just they kind of taking a wait-and-see approach?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. You know, I think the L.A. community, I think it goes Lakers first, Dodgers, Clippers. And as far as their professional football team, you're absolutely right. USC used to be the professional football team in town when Pete Carroll, Reggie Bush, and Matt Leinart were there. And, you know, yeah, they have to earn their stride. You know, I don't know if you guys caught the game last night, but it was a lot of Eagles green. So, again, another massive primetime loss at SoFi Stadium. I was at the Dolphins game when the same thing basically happened. Stafford sacked, I want to say, 4 times in that one. And like I mentioned, you know, they just need to go back to the drawing board because I think we're all kind of scratching our head. We knew it was going to be an uphill battle. Remember, they lost Aaron Donald this offseason. He retired. He hung it up. Chris Shula became the new defensive coordinator. Raheem Morris, who was the former, decided to leave, took that Atlanta job. And I think we knew the Rams were going to have some things to figure out, but we always believed that Les Snead and Sean McVay were wonderful when it came to talent evaluation. Players loved to play for them. But it just seems as of right now, it's been a roller coaster ride. There's been games where they've been playing absolutely lights out. That Thursday night football game against the Vikings, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp. And, you know, one of the things, here's the other thing. We've always sort of, I would say, the Rams media would say, injuries, right? We didn't have Cooper for a few games. We didn't have Puka for a few games. We've had some issues on the offensive line. But now, you know, it just seemed like the team was flat. And, you know, we don't know what's going to end up happening. Josh Carty, our kicker, it seems as though maybe McVay has lost a little bit of trust in him. So it's going to be an interesting matchup against the Saints when the Rams go to New Orleans this week. And we'll have to see. I think even the Rams are actually 2.5 points favored, which I'm a little surprised by that. But because your team's clicking right now under the interim coach in Rizzi. So it's going to be an interesting matchup for sure.
Well, you know, I think the Rams are favored because they torched the Saints last season.
Yeah, that's in your memory.
And our defense couldn't stop. They're running these crossing routes. Are we going to guard them? And then Matthew Stafford could build a sandwich or make a sandwich back there.
And Kyron Williams was a big part of that, running the football.
So that's why I think the Saints offense can have success. But I don't know if our defense could slow down the Rams' offense.
They better get pressure on Stafford, or it's going to be a long day.
That's what I think. It's look and see what the Saints' defense does. Because, you know, as a player, a former player, that when you play against a particular team, when you go to bed at night before the game, you always kind of focus or have good dreams or dwell upon, boy, I remember I'm playing a lot of the same players and the success you had. So that kind of breeds confidence. So I think the Rams will be confident coming into the Superdome to face the Saints. But, you know, still, they got to turn the corner. When you look at it, it doesn't get any easier for the Rams trying to be playoff relevant. After the Saints, they host the hot Buffalo Bills. Now, the 49ers are struggling. You look at the NFC West, how wide open that is. So I guess the Rams could be saying, the NFC West is still up for grabbing, considering when you look at everyone's record, everyone's the same, whether it's Seahawks, Arizona.
Arizona laid an egg yesterday.
Yeah, ooh, yeah. Aaron, that has to be wide open as far as the Rams' perspective with the NFC West.
Right, it is. It's crazy. Last week, before all the games happened, it was a 5-5 three-way tie. The Cardinals were 6-4, and the other three teams were 5-5. You saw that the Seahawks managed to beat the Cardinals. They jumped to first. And the 49ers, obviously, just dealing with so many different injuries, they've been so inconsistent. They're last place in the NFC West. But because it's so bottled up, 2-3, and the fact that, you know, the Rams beat the Seahawks already, and the Cardinals beat the Rams, it's just anyone's guess. And I think we're really going to have to end up figuring out who's going to take that playoff spot down the stretch when, you know, more of the NFC West teams end up playing each other. But, yeah, it's neck and neck, and that's what I mean. It's been such an up-and-down season because – it seems like, as Rams media have said week in and week out, every single game counts. That's why this Eagles matchup hurt so bad, because it really did just have such major playoff implications. And, you know, it was an embarrassment. You know, the Rams, in that opening drive, took it all the way down the field. Kyron, you know, the two fumbles with Kyron, who I want to say at this point among all running backs leads the league in fumbles. You just have to go back to the drawing board to figure out why is this happening? And you mentioned it, right? Matthew Stafford is an elite quarterback. Figuring out how to stop him, I think a lot of teams saw the blueprint last night with the Eagles, you know, rush him, pressure him, and keep him off balance, and that ends up being sort of the reason why teams beat the Rams and Sean McVay right now.
Now, last thing, Aaron, before we let you run, everyone wants their rookie class to contribute at a high level. It seems like they got the right player and Jared Verse and what he's meant to that Rams defense.
And Brandon Fisk.
Yeah.
Man, we've seen enough of them when they played LSU.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I will say we haven't seen a lot of explosive plays from the offense in general, but you do have to like what we're seeing in our rookie class. Jared Verse, Braden Fisk, they've managed to I wouldn't say replace. You can't replace a guy like Aaron Donald, obviously. But I think a lot of people have their hopes high with what those young guys are able to do. They've made some really key explosive plays when the Rams have needed it. And we hope it continues when they pay you guys a visit in New Orleans. And I do want to say, whether the Rams win and make it to the postseason and maybe hopefully the Super Bowl, I'm going to be in New Orleans. So I'm going to pay you guys a visit. Hopefully
all right.
You'll let me come say hi.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Yeah. Absolutely. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And if we don't see you before, we'll see you Super Bowl week.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. Good luck this week.
All right, Aaron. Thank you.
Aaron Coscarelli.
So Mike, you think you'll be as upset if we beat the Rams? I think it will be.
It would be a major upset.
That's what I think. Just because how we played against them last year. Yeah. That's what I have on my brain.